Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, caller number 5 today. You got to say, hey, Mac, you got really nice hair, a beautiful laugh, and some good Richard beaters.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. Be caller number 5. You have a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Before we get into the first part of it, which is foods that get a bad rap, the holiday is upon us, right? 3 weeks from today is Christmas.
Oh, my. Jeez, really? Yeah. Wow.
3 weeks from today is Christmas. McDonald's. Yeah. They're doing something new.
What are they doing?
So they have a Grinch special.
Saw that.
You can get 10 nuggets or a Big Mac. Uh-huh. Which one do you go with?
10 nuggets.
Okay. Comes with fries and a pair of socks.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That are like Grinch-themed socks. Okay. Right? Looks like an adult lunch, kids meal, basically. Yeah. But here's the twist. It comes with a paper bag and a package of Grinch salt.
I saw that.
And the Grinch salt is dill pickle flavored. Yep. So you take the fries, you put them in the bag, you sprinkle the salt, do a little shake, and every video I've seen is this. I hope you like pickles because it's overpowering.
I will tell you this. For McDonald's fries, I don't even need their fancy catsup on there.
I don't even need salt.
You need nothing. I think it's a mistake by McDonald's to put that out there.
That's
because
a theme.
I understand that, but like you're trying to make something different and good that's outstanding by itself. Like their fries need no help whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like the best in the game. That's what they have. That's their staple.
That is. Everybody knows their fries, and so they're doing that. I guess they change it, but I'm out on that. I'm not a big dill pickle potato chip fan.
Because that's what the Grinch does. The Grinch, you know, he's like Satan. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy your soul during Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Another top-tier Christmas movie.
Which one?
Jim Carrey.
Okay.
But you're right. You're right.
I mean, you could watch a triple feature.
Yes, you could.
You watch the OG. You could watch Jim Carrey. You could watch the, what is it, Disney one?
The OG is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The cartoon one. Yeah, back
I think I would go half the salt and get a little bit of flavor. Yeah,
I'm just not a pickle. Like I love pickles, but I don't like that pickle flavoring on my chips and stuff.
And then Burger King has the SpongeBob you mentioned yesterday.
This looks gross.
But the little potatoes are like cheese and bacon stuff.
Those look good. Yeah,
those look good. Look good. Yes.
And I like the bun too. I like the little yellow bun. I think it looks cool.
Just looks like so artificial, but that's coming from fast food.
Food restaurant looks artificial.
It's just like next level.
We're not stop eating all these artificial things. Oh man, why are we eating that?
It's AI food, but who cares?
RFK. Foods that get a bad rap that I think a lot of people would still smash. I am not in this, and this is why I need to probably grow up. For some reason, I know I get flack for it all the time, from Maloney to Emily to you guys to family members. Meatloaf.
You don't like it.
It's the name.
Yeah, but it really is good. Red Door Grill has an amazing, amazing
meatloaf.
Yes,
I need to try this.
It is so good.
I've heard it's good at Third Street Social.
Okay.
Third Street Social uses like an andouille sausage with theirs. And they sear it, and they put like a demi-glace.
Yeah, how
over
do you
the
not
top?
Want to eat that? Just because of the
know.
Name, it has to be. And it's fine.
It goes to the next one, Sloppy Joe.
I love Sloppy Joes. Oh, the kids love them. They're so easy, man. That pound of ground beef or turkey, a can of Manwich, and you're ready to roll.
I'm surprised you, because you're chili cheese fry lord, but not
sweet and salty.
Yeah, that is sweet. The Sloppy Joe is a little sweet.
I've always heard. I know I haven't opened the text line yet, but everyone's like, "Dude, you gotta do Sloppy. Screw Manwich." But that's what we grew up on.
Yeah, that's what we all grew up on. Yeah.
And God rest, you know. Bless his heart, he's obviously still with us. My stepdad, every time, Sloppy Joe's, burger buns, crinkle fries, and he put a piece of that Velveeta cheese on it, and then put the top bun, let it lightly melt, and then just go to town.
See, I would pass on the cheese because it's too hard to eat like as it is, and then you put the cheese on there, it makes it even tougher,
Cannot do it. You guys are just over here smashing Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, that's fine.
With
a
Joker smile of just grease and Manwich.
Yeah, I like a good Sloppy Joe.
Meatloaf's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, meatloaf
honestly.
Is fantastic.
I love it.
If it's done the right way. Now, if you've had bad loaf, then I understand it's not good.
Yeah, the
especially
way I grew
it's
up,
cold now. It's good.
Yeah,
meatloaf
the way I grew
cold.
Up with it was obviously the worst way. It was just meat log with a ton of white onions and ketchup on top, throw it in the oven, pull it out, cut it in
it's
little slits.
It's the same thing we had to, dude. The same thing.
Because I've thought about making it like a giant meatball. Do like beef and Italian sausage and then go out to my Blackstone and sear it and then have like a demi-glaze sauce and then make my own mashed potatoes. I'd probably love it.
Sounds gas.
I'm sure, but I haven't done it.
It's funny that you say that because when I was growing up, you had that image of that meatloaf with the white onions, like you just said, and I never really liked it after that because that's what we had as a kid. And then I eventually tried it at the Hereford House back in the day. I'm like, oh, they've got really good meatloaf. You know, the one downtown, then that burned down. You can't go to Leawood. And so you've got that. And then Red Door Grill had their meat. I'm like, I like it. It's good. Out.
816 says, or 913, excuse me, the cheese binds it together, Bob. Makes it easier to eat.
Oh, does it really? I would think that would make it harder to eat, especially the Velveeta. I found this one online. I want to know if you guys would eat this. This grilled cheese, garlic butter grilled cheese hot dog. And it's a hot dog bun that's basically turned into garlic bread with cheese, and then the hot dog is put on top of it, but the hot dogs are basted in garlic butter.
Yes. How many would I eat is the question.
You're eating that.
I'd tickle my tongue.
And then they dip it in garlic butter as a dipping sauce.
I don't know if you need to do that. That kind of seems like a little extra, but yeah, I would.
I'll take everything but the hot dog in that. Like, I could kick the hot dog to the curb, and that looks like some good garlic bread.
Let me tell you something here. How about this? An Italian sausage, and you throw a little marinara on top.
Oh, now that we're talking.
I'm in.
Yeah, now you're channeling your Anselmo there, I'll tell you.
Hey, Jasper, I need 6 Italian sausages, not cooked, just made. And a side of sauce.
And Jasper's driving in right now with those sausages for you. But you're right. If you do like a sweet Italian sausage with marinara on top, that's a game changer right there. Yeah, I'm in on that. Yeah,
no doubt about it. I mean, I would 100%.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Call number 5. Got a chance at a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu. Kansas City's best steaks now with 2 locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf and Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. One we didn't get to, cinnamon fruity pebbles.
Yeah, it's not fruity. It's just cinnamon pebbles now. That's their new flavor that's being released. Mm. I can see that for a holiday treat. I don't know that's flying in August.
Imagine if you made Rice Krispie treats that way. Because have you ever had Rice Krispie treats with tweets? Have you ever had Rice Krispie treats with fruity pebbles ever made that way?
No.
Fantastic. So it's fantastic. Now do cinnamon.
Cinnamon ones.
Cinnamon marshmallow?
Yeah, that may be a good holiday treat too.
The garage was an early visit this morning.
My goodness.
I think they're copying Cinnamon Toast Crunch here.
100%.
That's my take.
I was thinking more of a red cinnamon flavor as opposed to a brown cinnamon flavor. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like red cinnamon holiday cinnamon versus like your normal everyday cinnamon.
Very different.
Yeah. So I was thinking it was like a holiday red cinnamon.
Makes sense. I was like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
August, why would that matter? Oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah,
that'd be weird.
Bacon raft, cheese stuff, smoke loaf totally tickles my tonsils.
Ooh. Smash.
Okay. All right. By the end of the year, I'll try meatloaf, I promise.
Ooh, I love it.
I promise.
By the end of the year, okay?
By the end of the year, I will try meatloaf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.